Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
On March 4th, 1933, in his first inaugural address, President Franklin Roosevelt declared, quote, "Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance," end of quote. Today, many people are paralyzed with a fear that's promoting retreat instead of advancement. Fear has become our latest virus. The media has played up this illness as something we should be afraid of. Make no mistake that we all should be practicing precautious behaviors, but common sense seems to be lacking in many quarters. First, let's look at the mid-early part of the last century when polio was a pandemic. Worldwide research was conducted for many years, and it wasn't until Dr. Jonas Salk announced they had discovered the first really effective polio vaccine in March of 1953 that people began to feel that there was a light at the end of the tunnel. Large quantities of vaccine were produced, and polio shots became a standard practice in February of 1954. Albert Sabin's oral vaccine using live virus came into commercial use in 1961. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people lined up at various given centers to consume a sugar cube that contained the Sabin oral vaccine. It should be noted that there was no social distancing. The lines were tight and very long. While there was concern for the children being born in post-World War II America, people did go on with their lives. There was concern, but there was no overt sense of fear. Today, the media has played up the fear to be as if foreign forces were bombing us. Yes, the public has responded to the pleas for physical distancing to a degree, and people have stayed in their homes watching and waiting for the all-clear signal. But there are those who are scared out of their wits. The Review Journal contracted a poll of Nevadans to be taken to assess their sense of how they view this crisis. The results were very interesting. 68% of those polled supported Governor Sisolak's approach of shutting down all non-essential businesses, asking people to stay in their homes, and reducing the number of people allowed in any so-called essential businesses. That 68% represents those who were laid off or furloughed, a number that was quite higher than those who were still working, students, or retirees. One possible explanation that the higher numbers of opening up most businesses can be attributed to those who are still working is that many who are pulling in a paycheck are very sympathetic to those who are not. That's called having a great sense of empathy. A small number of respondents, just 22%, want restrictions lifted immediately. 35% want restrictions to run through the end of May. 13% want restrictions to run through the end of summer. And 14% believe they should remain through the fall. But 14% don't want the state's restrictions lifted until a vaccine is developed, and that could take anywhere from a year to 18 months. And the people who have been most affected by this are people who have underlying conditions. Obviously, they should be observing stricter precautionary behaviors. However, some older folks can be observed shopping in supermarkets and other stores with no masks and not practicing physical distancing. And in the meantime, those who want to get back to work in casinos and elsewhere and who are not in high-risk groups have been told to hold on just a little bit longer out of respect to those who have the most fear. What was it that FDR warned against? It was fear. We cannot allow ourselves to be paralyzed into retreat. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.